There's music in the air when the infant born is nigh, and faint its blushes see on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way. A visit with folks who know how to have fun with simple living and old-fashioned singing. They make sure there's time to do all the important things like extending a smile and a helping hand to friends and even strangers when they're in need. Before going to the parlor of Eli Jenkins, where the singing group gathers for practice, let's stop in for a minute at Postmaster Ben Potts' store. Ben sings bass for fun, but he sells feed and grain for a living.
Hello, little girl.
Hello, Mr. Potts.
Something I can do for you?
Yeah, I want some food.
Oh, you're in the wrong store then. All I got is feed and grain.
But that's what I want.
You can't eat grain.
No, but my rabbit, Flossie Bell, can. He's just crazy about alfalfa.
Flossie Bell? He? Why, if it's Flossie Bell, it must be a she.
Well, Mama says it'll take more than a name to change that.
Whose little girl are you?
Mama's.
No. I mean, what do people call your mother?
The ones who like her?
Look, little girl, don't you have a name?
Oh, that's what you're trying to find out. You're sure going about it the hard way. I'm Bessie Haskins.
Oh, Doc Haskins' little girl, eh?
Yeah. And you should hear what my dad says about you.
Eh?
He says you're a... Well, he's got a name for it.
Dad blasted, just because I got symptoms and he ain't smart enough to find out why, he calls me whatever it is.
He says you're slipping, too. You ain't even a champion horseshoe pitcher no more.
He what?
He says Eli Jenkins can pitch a better game than you.
And just who told him that?
Eli Jenkins.
That settles it. Get out of my way and let me get that phone. This is going to be a battle of honor, and it's going to be fit out on the horseshoe field. I'm going to challenge that Eli to a fight that'll end all fights. I'm going to protect my reputation as champion horseshoe pitcher down our way. Concern it!
The calm and quiet that prevailed down our way has suddenly been disturbed by Ben's phone call to Eli. Of course, it shouldn't rightfully concern any but the two men, but you know how it is. What one feller knows, half the town will talk about. And when two know a secret, even the chickens will cackle about it.
Hello, Jenny.
Hello, Pa. You feel better now?
Huh?
After slamming the door and kicking the chair?
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Oh, I don't mind, considering.
Considering what?
Well, considering what's on your mind, of course.
How do you know what's on my mind?
Well, I just...
You know about it already?
Well, in a way, I sort of do.
Tarnation. Can't nothing happen down our way without the whole town knowing about it before I hang up the receiver?
But it ain't the whole town, Eli. It just so happened that when Bessie Haskins was running home, she stopped by to tell Myrtle Foster's little girl. And then Myrtle overheard and phoned Mrs. Gumthrie the news, that's all.
Well, then, how did you find out? I didn't think Mrs. Gunthrie was speaking to you since your devil's food cake won first prize at the bazaar.
Well, she ain't speaking, but we're still on the same party line.
Jenny.
Well, Pa, it sounded like our ring. Ours is too short and long, and hers is five short. They sound mighty like. Besides, it's been a right dull afternoon.
I never expected you'd be a-listening to the conversations of others.
Well, you got no right to not expect it. I'm still a woman.
Yeah.
And that ought to excuse me for doing some of the things it's fun to do.
All right, Jenny, darling. If it makes you happy. But why did you have to go and overhear the most insulting, improper, important thing that's ever happened to me? Can't I even be the first to tell you?
But I don't know none of the details. Just a smattering.
What'd you overhear?
Well, I just overheard that Dr. Haskins' little girl was in Ben's feed store getting feed for her bunny.
Yeah?
And she accidentally mentioned that you'd told her dad that you was the best horseshoe pitcher in these parts, and then Ben said...
Oh, you don't know none of the details.
And then Ben said, what was that? Then he just about scared the daylights out of that little Haskins girl the way he went busting to the phone to call you. And then he got on the wire
Jenny,
and...
Jenny, can't I please tell you what... That part of it is, there's a possibility that I may give you a very different story, being as how you got it after it passed through three female elaborations.
All right, Eli. You tell me your version. But it'll have to go some to beat the one I already heard.
Yeah, I give up.
I guess it's the group arriving. Let them in, Eli.
Oh, evening. Oh. Oh, it's a friend of yourn, Jenny. He ain't here to see me.
Huh? Oh, Ben.
Evening, Jenny. I want it clearly understood that my purpose here is singing and not to be seeing anybody. Begging your pardon, Jenny.
Yes, I heard all about it. The biggest lot of fickle fiddlesticks. Oh, that patience is not.
As if a man ain't got enough to worry him.
Yoo-hoo! Are Sir Galahad and Sir Lancelot within?
Well, I don't know who them fellers are, but I got a couple of children in here.
I heard all about it, and I think it's simply wonderful. To think of sweet old Ben here defending his reputation on the field of honor.
May we come in?
Come on in, Allison Cliff.
Where are the two contenders? I want to size them up so I'll know how to place my bets.
Yes, when the news got around, it almost disrupted school.
Tarnation and thunderation, does the whole village...
Now, Eli. Folks, I think we better get to singing quick-like. Because when we're singing, we can't be talking. And right now, that has advantages. Make it sweet and pretty now, the song for the charity benefit. Eli, Ben, don't just sit. Come on over here. Land sakes, I never saw such behaving.
I wonder today who will kneel at ease to watch the scene below. The creek and the old rusty mill, Maggie, where we sat long, long ago. The green grove is gone from the hill, Maggie, where first for days is sprung. The old rusty mill is still.
That should be a nice song for the bazaar.
Yes, it should be.
Very nice.
Yes, indeed. And it's nice weather we've been having this past week.
Yes, it has been nice.
Yes, very nice.
Yes, that's right. We should have a nice time at the bazaar.
My stars, have I got to sit here and listen to something else that's nice? We're all acting like a set of strings.
I'm aiming to make myself pleasant company to all but one certain party who shall remain nameless for the sake of propriety.
And I'm likewise trying to be a good host to almost everybody here. But I ain't going to sit and pass the time of day with nobody that's insulted my horseshoe pigeon.
If and a body what knows he's champion of all the pitchers down our way hears from the mouths of babes that a particular person has been a laying wrongful claim to the title, There's nothing to do but defend that championship on the field of honor.
I don't know what can give some folks the notion that they's better than other folks, especially at the first fundamentals.
Ain't mastered the fundamentals? Why, you old...
I think we better talk about the weather some more.
Yep, guess it's nicer to just sit and talk about what's nice and to listen to them, too.
Speaking of the weather, I've always thought that it's much nicer. I mean, better here than where I used to live.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yes, indeedy.
Anybody home?
Oh, that Chris will look at a room full of people and ask that. Even being born under the sign of the fish doesn't excuse him for that.
Come right in, Chris. We're having a friendly little get-together.
Oh, that's good. There's nothing like you chatting a little bit with friends.
Sit down, Chris.
I don't suppose nobody would want to hear me play the accordion, I don't suppose.
Well, of course we would.
By all means.
What'll it be, Chris?
You mean you really want me to play? Young thing here, Emily.
You must have been heaven sent, Chris.
Oh, now my playing ain't that good, Mrs. Yankin.
Well, almost anything will beat the present conversation.
Well, I never supposed you'd want me to play after all the times I asked you, and you've been too busy to listen, so I didn't get that key fixed.
That's wonderful. The town fix-it man can't get around to fixing his own accordion.
Well, you see...
It's been that way for over 6 years. I can understand it when Saturn was afflicting, but now that Pluto is ascending...
Well, I have been pretty busy helping Mr. Yankins in the store these days.
Does he pay you extra for overtime, Chris?
Why, you...
Let's hear something quick, Chris.
Well, this key stuck. You see this? That key is stuck there, and this one, right, that black one right next to it, that works pretty good. So when I come to this one here, I'll just use that black one. It'll sound all right. It's so close. I don't think it make any matter. I play Annie Laurie for you. That's a pretty good song. All right, now.
Well, that's worse than the strange silence we had. Thanks anyway, Chris, but it don't sound good that way.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mrs. Yankins. I just love to play, and maybe if I get that key unstuck, you'll like to have me play. Well, I think I'll get down to the shop now and see what I can do.
Oh, well, thanks for coming up.
Good night, Mrs. Yankins. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Chris.
Now, before another disaster happens, why don't you two practice your duet? Are you ready to lead him, Eli?
I'm ready for anything that doesn't involve a particular somebody that's always a trying
Eli, to... Eli, get set now. That was fine, Allison Cliff. Let's see, Eli. What else have we got to rehearse this evening?
Yeah, solo for the annual volunteer firemen's get-together.
All right. What's it going to be?
And a gent named Ben Potts is organizing. A gent I ain't a-speaking to.
Oh, Eli.
If you'll relay this here message to old Mr. Potts and ask him if it ought to be a long one or a quick one, I'll get to picking out the music for it.
I never thought the day'd come when I'd be so hard up for entertainment at our get-together that I'd have to be asking you to give a message to Mr. Eli Jenkins. But you can tell the old goat this, that I don't care whether the solo's slow or fast. I only want it good.
Well, if that ain't the darndest
thing... Thank you, Mr. Potts. Now, Mr. Jenkins, I delivered the message and got a reply. Don't you think it would be better to show him just how good this here solo can be instead of getting all head up over it?
Yeah.
I thought you'd agree. Tell Cliff what the solo's to be.
How about the one you did last month at the Box Sociable, Cliff?
Oh, that lively old English ballad?
That's the one.
Fine. Do you remember the introduction, Mr. Jenkins?
I think so. Let's see. That was in F, wasn't it?
The ferry, the briar's in bud, and the sun's going down. And I'll row you so quick, and I'll row you so steady, and 'tis but a penny to Twickenham town. The ferryman's slim, and the ferryman's young, and he's just a soft twang in the turn of his tongue. And he's fresh as a pippin, and brown as a berry, and 'tis but a penny to Twickenham town. The briar's in bud and the sun's going down, and it's late as it is, and I haven't a penny, and how shall I get me to Twickenham town? She'd a rose in her bonnet, and oh, she looks sweet as the little pink flower that grows in the wheat. And with cheeks like a rose, and with lips like a cherry, and sure, and you're welcome to Twickenham town. The briar's in bud and the sun's going down, and he's not rowing quick, and he's not rowing steady. You'd think 'twas a journey to Twickenham town. Ahoy and ahoy, you may cry as you will, the moon is arising on Petersham Hill. And with love like a rose in the stern of the wherry, there's danger in crossing to Twickenham town.
High tones were lovely.
Yes, indeedy, they were.
Folks, I've an idea. How about playing a game?
What kind of a game?
Well, I think we ought to play house.
Oh, Jenny, but we're grown men and women.
Oh, you'd never know it from the way some of us is acting.
I wonder who she's a-meaning.
Jenny, that's a grand idea. But we gotta have a mama and a papa to play house. How about Cliff here being papa?
And Alice will be mama. That'll work out. How about it? Will you play house and let us be your family?
Well, we'll try. Youngsters are no problem to me. I have a classroom full of them all day.
If I get in difficulty, I'll just call on Mama here.
Now, for the game to be fun, you gotta act just like we're your children and take complete charge of things.
All right.
Oh, nonsense, if this isn't...
Papa, sit over in the easy chair with your paper, and I'll have a talk with the children and see what they've been up to today.
Very well, Mama. I've spent a hard day at work, so don't disturb me unless you find they're turning into delinquents.
Little Jenny, what have you been doing?
I've been watching my little brother, Eli. Mama, I can't believe he's only 8 years old. He acts more like four.
All the crazy darn fool things. What's going on?
Quiet,
here?
Eli. Mama will get to you in a moment.
Oh, shucks.
What do you think of those little boys, Ben and Eli, little patient?
I think they's acting like spoiled kids. That could be cause of two things. Either that Mars is afflicting, or that Mama and Papa ain't used their razor strop on them often enough.
Hear that, Papa? We're having trouble with our two little boys.
What have they to say about it, little Ben?
Yeah, I've been a good little boy, but Eli there was telling stories about me that wasn't true, so I want to make him eat his words.
What have I done? The first thing... what have I done? First thing I knew, this old coot, I mean this newly acquired little brother of mine, was raising Ned about whether I could pitch horseshoes better than he could.
You hear what they say, Papa? Just another of their childish arguments. Should we take them over our knee this time?
Well, there doesn't seem to be much else to do. They don't show any inclination to make up their differences.
All right. Little Eli, you first. Come over here and let Papa paddle some sense into you.
All right, you kids. I guess you made your point. Oh, sounds kind of silly, don't it, Ben?
Well...
Now, don't be stubborner than I am. Come on and admit you're acting worse than you ever did when you was a kid.
I guess you're right, Eli.
Yeah.
Ain't much point to all of this, is there?
Sure ain't. I feel kind of...
We know, Eli. And now that we're all smiling again, let's plan about that horseshoe meet to see which of you two can pitch him better.
You don't mind us holding it, Jenny?
Land sakes, no. Not if you'll just keep your heads.
I've got an idea. Why don't we hold it on a Friday afternoon after school? And I'll invite the children to watch the great athletic tournament.
Oh, that's grand. I'll make some cookies to pass around, if you'll bring punch, Jenny.
It'll be a regular picnic.
Gosh, that'll be sure... To think you can turn it into a kind of picnic. It just goes to... Just go to show you. Yep. I think we better get to practicing now. Let's all stand real close around the organ here. And you play soft like, Jenny, while we sing that beautiful old hymn.
Is this the one you had in mind, Eli?
That's the one. Together.
Bless me.
By yourself, we'll just hum. All right.
We share a mutual bond, a mutual burdens bear, and often for each other
now.
When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope.
Jenny, I want to thank you for that idea of playing house. You're pretty smart, I guess.
Why, Alice and Cliff were your mom and papa. Thank them.
I guess I thank all of you, because all of you are my friends.
Count me in there, too, Eli.
All right, Ben.
We seen too many summers together not to stick side by side.
You bet, Ben.
If you'd only mind what you say about horseshoes pitching and not be claiming...
Me claiming? Now, just because you won a match back in 26... You think that makes you champion for life? Why, I got...
Now, wait a minute, both of you.
Well, I know,
you,
but...
You, Eli, and you, Ben. You both got to get a grip on your tempers.
But if he'd only keep his mouth shut about...
Harsh words between good friends like you two really are. Seem sometimes to make pretty deep scars. It's funny somehow, but it's the ones we love the best that we often hurt the most. There'd be a whole lot less bickering and quarreling in this world if folks would just treat each other all the time as if they'd just met.
There's an idea, Eli.
You know how polite everyone is to strangers and new friends? Well, why shouldn't we be that nice? Or even better, to people that we've known and loved for a long time.
Yeah, I guess she's right, ma'am.
Love and friendship are more precious than money. And none of us go around throwing money away. So let's make a promise to ourselves. Never to abuse the love that others give us.
There's music in the air when the infant morn is nigh, and faith its glorious sing on the bright and laughing sky.
I think we better remember what Jenny told us with a nice warm glow talking that way. Maybe that's why we like to come visit down our way. It leaves us with a smile and something nice to think about. We'll see Jenny and Eli, Ben, Patience, Alice, and Cliff next rehearsal night, when we hope you'll again be strolling down our way.